あった。After forty days of my leaving from here, I feel I am stranger to the building, not to you, but to the building and to my cups and. I forgot where was my things. Each time I need something, I have to try to think about where is it? Oh, there. Something like that. I'm thinking about now, at the same time, Dogen Zenji's teaching. There are people who is in enlightenment over enlightenment, and delusion in delusion. No, enlightenment over enlightenment. It does not mean after attaining enlightenment he lost himself and he that he became a hermit or something. Enlightenment over enlightenment, maybe too much enlightenment. But enlightenment over enlightenment, maybe my translation is wrong, but I don't know how to translate it. Enlightenment over enlightenment means to forget enlightenment after attaining enlightenment. Such people, you know, because they have no idea of enlightenment anymore, because they already have gone through enlightenment, so there is no trace of enlightenment in their mind, so they have, you know, they do not stick to enlightenment anymore. Or they do not stick to Buddhist way anymore. So they are quite common. And you are common enough to be an ordinary person. So, he says, delusion, in delusion. Mechu ume, gosho toku. Gosho toku go means enlightenment, after enlightenment, or over enlightenment. And delusion, in delusion. Many people ask me, you know, Atta-Sahara, you are practicing Japanese way, Japanese Zen. Do you think that is appropriate for us, you know, to observe Japanese way of practice? Are we going to be a Japanese? After, you know, practicing Zazen, and they ask me that kind of question. Our purpose of Zazen is, of course, first of all, we should attain enlightenment, or we should get through our practice. But after, you become a real Buddhist, then you should forget that you are Buddhist. Even though you wear robe, you should forget all about what you are wearing. And this is very important point. But I don't mean that you shouldn't wear robe after you attained enlightenment. Oh, I don't mean that because you attained enlightenment, there is no need for you to practice Zazen anymore. You should, continue your Zazen practice. But in that Zazen practice, you should have complete freedom even from Zazen practice. There you have no idea of Zazen or eating, no special idea of oryoki, eating by oryoki, or practicing in cross-legged position. This is a very interesting point. And if you really get through our practice, you will enjoy your love. Because you have no idea. When we have no idea of love, wearing love, or practicing Zazen, people, may ask you, why do you wear such a long sleeve robe? Isn't it better to wear something simple? Sometimes they may ask me, and sometimes they may say, oh, that is beautiful. Let me see how long your sleep is. Many people ask me various questions, but for me, it doesn't my feeling and their feeling about my love is completely different. I don't mind what I wear, But when people become interested in what I am wearing, my sleeves are very long. this must be very inconvenient. But when people think it is inconvenient, if I don't feel inconvenient, this is strange feeling. What am I wearing? you may have that kind of feeling. And this is actually the secret of secret of how to live in this world. and how to be successful in your business. Is there some businessman? here? I don't know. I don't think so, but if there is some businessman, I want to tell him the secret of how to be successful businessman. Nowadays, it is not so much, but when I was quite young school boy, what we see in Yokohama city, where there was a big port, you know, Yokohama. It is big trading center. And there were many cups and pots and everything for foreign countries to export. What we see there was not supposed to be Japanese article, you know. But to me, it was, to us, it was not at all Japanese, you know, things. It is things to attract, you know, foreigners as a Japanese art. But it was not actually, they were not actually Japanese article. They were too much Japanese or something. Anyway, we felt very bad about seeing that kind of article to be called Japanese, article. When your understanding, when your practice is not good enough or very superficial, you will buy that kind of thing, thinking that they are Japanese articles. If you really understand what is Japanese article, what you may buy is really Japanese, and which could be applied in, which could be very harmonious articles in your own room. Sometimes you may not realize this is Japanese article because it will be very, it will go with the other furniture or things you have there. That is, you know, what I want to call Japanese article. There are many such articles. Which is really Japanese and which could be really American. That kind of article is the article I want to introduce you. And what that kind of, you know, Zen is, I want to introduce to America. That is why I stick to rules. Do you understand? Maybe not. I thought at that time, when I saw many, you know, pseudo-Japanese articles, you know, in Yokohama. I felt very bad, and I felt very sad to see them and to export that kind of a thing as Japanese article. At that time, I thought, I might go to abroad after understanding our Zen completely. To introduce their, you know, Zen Buddhism to some other countries. Buddhism I want to introduce to this country is, I think, should be very, very Japanese in its true sense. And at the same time, it could be, you know, completely applied in America too. So I'm very particular about, about the design of the temple or altar. I don't like, too much Japanese things or not enough Japanese or seemingly too much, but in its real sense, it is not enough Japanese. When our practice is not good enough, we will stick to our practice. We have no freedom from our practice. When we understand Dongen Zenji's way completely, when he said, no trace of enlightenment there, or enlightenment after enlightenment. Over, not over, after enlightenment. I don't mean that, you know, I am completely Japanese or completely Zen teacher. I don't think so. I must confess. Because, you know, I am very much maybe Japanese still, and I may stick to Japanese. Japanese way, maybe still. But what I am trying to is, without changing my, you know, outlook, and to be completely, how to be completely Japanese, or forget all about Japanese. This is not so easy things. You shouldn't think this is quite easy. If you think it is quite easy, it is, will be a great mistake. So at the same time, I do not accept so-called it American way. As I don't accept Japanese way so easily, even though this is Japanese old, beautiful, you know, thing. No, I may say, most of the time. So even though you say, this is American way, I don't easily accept that. Here, there is the real point of our practice in Tathāgata and in City Zendo. How to be real American. How to be, for us, how to be a real Japanese without, you know, changing. Our original nature, original face. Before we attain this point, for Japanese, it was necessary, you know, to be a Chinese. And I think it is necessary, you know, for you to be a Japanese once and forget all about American or Chinese. Without this kind of, you know, determination, you cannot be a Buddhist in its real sense. Even though you do not actually attain this point, even though you don't attain this point, as long as you know the how to be a real Buddhist, then that will be a great help for American culture and not only for American culture, but also for Japanese culture and some other culture. If you have eyes to see what is there, you know, human culture, and what is not, as it is, you know, already as the day is already going shorter and shorter, and we already see the flowers in flowers outside, autumn flowers. Now, some Chinese, you know, monk said, "Don't you see the flower of red flower on I don't know what do you call the tree. You have a kind, it looks like the trunk looks like manzanita, you know, red trunk. And it is it is not ever a green tree, and it has, in this time of the year, it has beautiful pink or most red, you may say red, flowers. You don't you see that flower in that tree? I don't know the name of the tree in English. Those, you know, flowers are result of hard practice of, you know, successive master. Don't you see that flower? That is a result of various, you know, master's practice. It is, you know, for the tree, it is not difficult to be that way without fail. At this time of the year, that flower comes out in the same color, quite naturally. But for us human beings, to be like that is almost impossible. But many successive teachers attained that kind of, you know, natural practice, which is free from everything, and which is quite natural to himself, and always helping people without saying anything, just to be there in the corner of their garden is enough. But for us human beings, it is after training after training, practice after practice, our teachers attained that kind of freedom. Don't you see the flower? without knowing what is human being, what is the nature of human being, why we suffer so much, what we are doing every day. We have no ground to talk about freedom. You can say that all the good species, power species, yes. all the power species about what is human nature. Back and forth with a great mercy and wisdom. He talked about our human nature. And he wanted to make us realize what kind of practice we should have, and what kind of understanding we should have. Actually, when you realize what Buddha meant, there's no reason why we should be just Japanese, or why we should be just American. All of us should be a son of Buddha. When the various rivers flow into a big ocean, there's no names of river or water. When all of us become, all human beings become Buddhist, there's no Japanese or no American people. And yet, Japanese will be just Japanese, and American people will be just American people. We are now and practicing our way, in Buddhist way, to forget the distinction between Japanese and Chinese or Indian or American. When we get out of those areas, we will be a real Buddhist. Mm. I want you to trust me. I don't try to force Japanese way to you. Actually, you know, I don't like stinky Japanese way, which stinks like Japanese, you know. And at the same time, I want you to practice Buddhist way in its true sense and see what will happen to you. If you have doubt in your practice, you cannot practice our way without having any doubt and, you know, involved in the practice in its, you know, with great confidence or conviction. You can practice our way. You shouldn't say American way or Japanese way. If you say so, I must find out what you mean by that. I am very strict with that point. Since I am quite young, I was making a great effort on that point. Maybe that is why I came to America. Thank you.